shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The Talk of the Town. WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra.
Bedtime turns me off and I don't mean maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound.
Welcome to this Saturday night's edition of Nocturnal Journal. And we're here. I like smiling guests. And
definitely.
We're here with Omar Dominguez, assistant manager of AM Mexican Goods down in Little Village.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming down. Now, I found you. I wanted to get a birthday present for a friend. And I was looking at the New York Times, and I saw El Chapo Piñatas on the cover of the New York Times. Now, I've been to Tijuana and the border crossing. Have you been there? I mean,
I haven't, but El Chapo resonates. He sounds familiar.
Yeah. So I know they sell all these piñatas down there, and I didn't have time to go to Tijuana. So I started Googling, and I found you guys. So tell us what you do and how I got my El Chapo piñata from your company.
Well, I'm definitely glad. Dave, thank you for having me. I'm glad you Googled us, and that's kind of the entire point of my presence there on social media. So we offer custom piñatas based on your ideas, whatever you want and whatever's trending, and it happens to be El Chapo. So it's crazy. We offer the Chicago land area the opportunity to create anything that they want out of for their party, for their event, for whatever is going on. So again, glad you found us.
I just say, who makes custom? Now, have you had a lot of El Chapo requests before me?
You know what was really trending was Donald Trump with.
Well, we brought him in.
Brought him in. He's standing there back there.
Yeah.
That's been really trending. And it could be El Chapo. It could be Donald Trump. It's really what's going on. And again, we cater to whatever ideas or whatever is going on, and we can kind of create and go with that.
And tell me what I had. You gave me an option of like 3 feet or 2 feet. What are the dimensions? What I liked about El Chapo is how detailed you made him. I mean, with the handcuffs and everything. So tell us about the dimensions. And
yeah, we kind of have initially. So my interactions with clients, they present an idea, and then I kind of say, I think this is going to make it better. So the attention to detail is really what makes it go. And then so you can kind of, Chapo, you have him in his handcuffs or his garb where he was caught, or Donald Trump, you have him in his tie and his suit and his facial figures. So really, it really is a matter of attention to detail. And that's kind of what we focus on. And nowadays, you can actually find a piñata in a big box store, but you can't find in a big box store the opportunity to actually tell, I want this and that, and you should kind of adjust this element or whatever. So that's kind of what we focus on, you know, focusing on the opportunity to create whatever you want. And
How long does it take to put one together? And who's the artist? I mean, do you do it in the store? Or does it get shipped out? Or
yeah, so we do import pre-made piñatas. So traditional stars, traditional popular, you know, items. Those do get imported and distributed to us. But then again, we focus on customization. What the client wants. Kind of focusing on that. And that takes about 3 or 4 business days.
Yeah, that's what you guys did for me. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll just run with that. Of course, if you need it faster than that, we'd have that discussion.
So I could do something on a former boss that I didn't like, and you would be able to, somebody give you a picture or something, and you'd make a piñata out of them.
Yeah.
They can be that personal.
It could be that personal. We've had several instances where they send us a picture of a personal figure. And again, it's all attention to detail. He has a ponytail. He wears a certain thing. So that's what we emphasize on. And that's what kind of makes it kick.
And give us the basics. What's the, how much do they cost? How people can find you?
So Our website is allmexicangoods.com. You can find us on Instagram at all Chicago, or I'm sorry, at Chicago Piñatas. We're located at the edge of Little Village, and we've served that community for quite a while. I've really helped my parents in earnest throughout my entire life. I'm 26, 27 years old, so piñatas really was my upbringing. And what I kind of seen that transition, it's gone through a small business where we distributed all Mexican type of items, grains, candy and stuff, things like that. But nowadays, it's really just about the piñatas, and that's what we're focusing on. We're glad to be part of parties and events and stuff like that.
Now, how does the piñata work? And after the commercial break, if you want to watch, we are going to take a piñata stick to Donald Trump. You can watch it at WGNradio.com. When do you exactly fill them up with candy? Is it always candy? I mean, inside, did you put like money inside Donald Trump? I mean, what do you put inside these things?
Hard candy works best, but yeah, you can do anything. And a piñata is not just for kids anymore. You can do any type of hard candy. I've seen adults do plastic liquor bottles. You've seen everything, you know. You just have to remind people it's not just a novelty or niche. It's about a social gathering, doing something with a group of people. And it's that element, I think, that makes people like the idea of a piñata. It's not just for kids anymore.
How did the business start?
So my mom here, who's also with us, she worked for her former boss about 20 plus years. He retired, and the opportunity was presented to her to overtake the business. And she discussed with my father, and they wanted to proceed with that route. So eventually, that's where we're at today.
And the business is about 20 years old, did you tell me?
Yeah, about 20 years old now.
And tell us about the family's roots from Juarez, I mean, and the migration to Chicago. How'd the family end up in Chicago?
So me personally, my parents migrated from Ciudad Juarez. So I'm first generation born here. And Little Village, it's really a starting off point. I've thought about this. Italians have Little Italy. You know, it's sort of like that. So La Villita, Little Village, is really important to the Latin America or the Spanish speaking community. So that's where I started. And it was very important for business initially, because you're trying to market Mexican goods. And then who's your market? Just the Spanish speaking community, those who know what you're selling. And nowadays, it's expanded. I've focused on expanding that, bringing attention to, it's not just Spanish speaking thing or the element. It's everyone. Anyone who wants to have a good time and knows, wants to experience that culture element.
That's a good point. I mean, how many, what's your demographics? How many people are from the neighborhood? How many people come down from the north side? Northwest side, like me, but I mean, tell us about your demographics. How many's mail order? I mean, I don't know, you know?
Very, very good questions. And honestly, Dave, I don't think I would have known or come to know you 5 years ago if this website didn't exist.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. People need a reminder. Why do you need a El Chavo piñata? Or why do you need a Donald Trump piñata? Because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's an experience. It's creative. It's something that you want to do. And that's kind of what I market it as. It's great.
What are your piñata memories as like growing up? Tell us about memorable parties or events. And then maybe as you got older, you know, both lenses through that.
You know what the funniest thing is? Growing up, I've been surrounded all my life working in a piñata, having the access to have a piñata, but I've never had one for my birthday. Uh-huh. It's so crazy. I've never actually broken one for my own personal birthday. I've always attended one where there was one breaking. It's great. I enjoy the experience. Some of my craziest piñata memories it actually is providing or assisting with people with that piñata. It's not me personally breaking one or having a great, awesome birthday, but I'm on the opposite side of the fence, kind of providing or telling that person, you should create this, or this would make it look better, put it in handcuffs, or El Chapo should wear this, or, you know, sort of that type of deal. But it's great. Most memorable, I've mentioned the marketing of piñatas for Miracle Whip. We've helped certain...
Hey, tell us about that. What'd you do?
So certain brands, marketing companies are interested in their brand, and or they have their vendors where they need to promote a certain product. So what they do is they've reached out to us. Can we do a Miracle Whip piñata, or can we do something to promote our vendor? And I've assisted them with, definitely we can do this. We've made mass orders of 30, 40, 50 plus Miracle Whip piñatas. And I think they've gone on to make apps, I believe. I'm not entirely sure exactly what the end result was.
Well, when you say a Miracle Whip piñata, what is it?
So imagine a Miracle Whip in your local grocer. Mm-hmm. So you have a Miracle Whip if you're a fan of that condiment, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
We all are, right?
Right. So if you're a fan of Miracle Whip, that's what they wanted. They wanted a 50, 40 Miracle Whips. No, actually, it might be more.
Wow.
But yeah, it's wild. People just need to be reminded. It's so fun. It's so fun.
Well, it was so nice to meet you guys and meet your mom. She was so nice. She took my picture with my two El Chapos. I don't think I asked you this. On a good week, how many will you go through at the store? I mean, I know it probably varies, but yeah. what's a good week of selling?
So definitely winter is our slow months because you have piñatas require space. You need to break them and bust them open and stuff. And again, Dave, let me remind you, we're a small business.
Yeah.
How many small businesses, one location, can you think of nowadays?
Yeah.
It's hard. And, you know, big box stores, they take that kind of element from us. But again, we are able to create anything that you want.
How many people work there?
We have a team of, again, really small. It's my folks, mom and dad, and then we have a team member, two team members, so it's five.
So I was mysterious where these guys were made. I remember I came down, I called you, and then I came down. I didn't come down twice. I just came down once, right? But who's the artist? I mean, is there somebody in-house, or do you ship these out? I mean, they look so great. They really do.
Yeah, so...
Their eyes, I'm looking...
Right? Yeah. And it's really wild. So kind of we have phases. I receive when I'm involved in the order, I kind of gauge what the client wants. So when you came and you wanted the El Chapo, it goes through revisions, if you will. So
and you didn't know who I was. I didn't say I was Dave Hoekstra from WGN or anything. I was just the guy looking for El Chapo.
Exactly. So hopefully that speaks to the service that you get, right?
Right.
So it goes through revisions. So you give me an order date or an information on what you want, and then I tell my team, I need this. And then they deliver, and they present me with what I refer to as a mock-up, a draft. I look at it, and if it doesn't pass my test, it's not gonna go to the client, you know. So it's really, again, attention to detail. El Chapo needs his handcuffs, and Donald Trump needs that mouth.
Yeah, that big. That's right. All right, we're gonna take a break. Beam us up on WGNRadio.com. When we come back after the commercials, we're gonna take a piñata stick to Donald Trump. Okay,
so
don't go away on WGN. That's the only song. I went and saw Billy Gibbons last night in St. Charles. You know, he's from ZZ Top. It's like ZZ Top meets Afro-Cuban stuff. Like, Fiesta, Let's Have a Party. That's the only song he didn't play. I was already excited about this segment. So before you come over here and we take it to Trump, I think it was really interesting. You said these helped put you through college, the family business with the pinatas.
Definitely. So UIC, born and raised Chicago. Again, went to Brother Rice on the south side and then attended UIC here near Halstead. And again, it's amazing. These pinatas literally raised my family, you know, and gave us the opportunity to live here.
Okay. Now, are you going to shoot some video? Okay. So you're going to come over here. Tell us before you come over here, and I'll hold Trump up, but what are they made of? I mean, and how much do they weigh? You said it might be hard to smash them open.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to be a little bit hard. I'm going to try my best to give it a whack, Dave. But again, 10 pounds of candy. But on top of that, we're talking about 5 pounds just for the piñata itself. So it's hard. It's an effort. So I'm going to give it my best shot. But I, no promises.
Okay. All right. You're going to come over here. And I'm going to kind of narrate. And you are shooting. All right. Okay. So... Now, how much does that weigh?
The stick is really simple.
So far nothing's happening.
But we're giving it to Trump. Are we talking about political affiliations?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I agree with your policies.
Now, how big is this one? This is 2 feet?
This one's about 3 feet.
3 feet?
This is about 3 feet. And Donald Trump, he boycotted.
Donald Trump, he's tough.
He boycotted the last debate, but we're talking live today.
How much time do we have, Dan Long?
5 minutes.
5 more minutes? Only. Oh, there he goes. There's something happening. Oh, there. Almost.
I heard something.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Now, I got a couple more questions about what happened there. We'll leave some of this candy in. Now, how long does it?
It was action packed. By the way, hold on. I need a handkerchief or something.
you all right? Yeah. Now, how much in terms of volume? How much candy was in there? Do you count it out?
Yeah, we recommend honestly five pounds hard candy, and it doesn't have to be Mexican or anything, but it gets heavy real fast. But yeah.
And
enjoy that candy.
Now you're 28 years old. You had some trouble. Now, do kids have that type of trouble, or are they smaller? Not to be geeked out on pinatas, but are they smaller pinatas for kids?
I'm winded, Dave. Yeah. I'm winded. No, it's definitely wild. We recommend if you have a lot of kids trying to hit it, we recommend blindfolding them.
Oh yeah, right.
Using a thin broom type of stick type of deal, not a bat. You know, things like that, but. I'm sweating over here. I worked out for the week.
It's like, so what are some of the couple other questions before we wrap it up? What are some of the other requests you get? I mean, we Trump, El Chapo. What are some of the other ones over the years? How have they changed over the years?
The most wildest ones really are. I mentioned a band wants to have a cover album and they want to have a piñata.
Oh, that's a good idea. Any bands we would know?
A couple of years ago, the band existed as Volcano. I think they broke up, but at the time, they reached out to us and they wanted a cover album, and we delivered. So it's things like that, or just drawings. They'll have Animorphs, a piñata that is a raccoon or a bear or an alligator all in one. Those type of deals, or. Businesses want something with their logo for company events, things like that. Those interest me or capture my attention the most.
Do you turn anything down, or like are there any X-rated pinatas like full of condoms or anything?
Oh, we won't turn
Viagra
down
Viagra pills.
Right? No, we won't turn down. We won't turn down the request, but we have made some not safe for work, including anything that you can find in the local contraceptive vial or things like that. But yeah,
well, it's a great story. I'm really, really glad I stumbled on you guys, and you really have to be proud of what the family's done and stuff. It was just really wonderful dealing with you guys and coming down to the store. And
Dave, thank you for having us, inviting us here. Great time, great opportunity. I'm glad you found us.
Yeah, now it's a great store. You don't get any customers from the jail. You're kind of close to the jail over there, right?
It's crazy, right? Yeah, we're close to the jail, but no kinds from there.
So give us all the details one more time.
So you can find us. Our name is AM Mexican Goods. We're located in the edge of Little Village, 26 in Rockwell. You can find us on Instagram at Chicago Piñatas, or again, you just Google us.
I got so excited, my glasses, I think, fell to the floor. This is Mexican candy we have?
Yeah, definitely.
Very, very nice. So we'll leave some behind. So thank you, Omar Dominguez, for coming in and bringing your family in and share Donald Trump and El Chapo Piñatas with us.
Definitely. Thank you for having us.